Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. What sources of inspiration fuel your imagination? For me, I read a lot of books and watch a lot of movies and shows. It always seems that I can pull something from the time spent in the land of words and pictures. But while planning for this episode, built around a wonderful quote from The Death of the Artist by William Derezowitz, I kept thinking about something completely unrelated. It not only took me to unforeseen places in my imagination, but I also learned an important lesson. Not all sources of inspiration affect my creativity in the same way. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/478. Since I finished the book last week, I've been thinking a lot about something I read in The Death of the Artist, how creators are struggling to survive in the age of billionaires and big tech, by William Derezowitz. Paraphrasing Amy Whitaker, a writer and educator, Derezowitz is talking about two different types of thinking. He writes, "Design thinking is about getting from point A to point B, figuring out how to realize a predetermined goal. Art thinking is an open-ended exploratory process in the course of which you invent point B, discovering your goal through the act of trying to reach it." Now, apart from the differences between design thinking and art thinking, when I read this quote, I knew that it would be the perfect foundation of an episode for Getting Work to Work. In many ways, design thinking is at the core of my process. I could take the quote as point A and the episode itself as point B and go through the process, and the predetermined goal is the episode itself. And it just sounds a lot like what I'm doing is design thinking. But as I wrote ideas out by hand, thoughts on what the episode could be, I just kept circling a little bit. Wasn't quite sure what shape I wanted this to have. And I thought, given that we are in January, where goals and resolutions are top of mind for most people, I thought the quote would be great as an exploration of goals. And I kept coming back to the question, do we really need goals? Nice. A hot take episode. And I had a bunch of questions. Do we really need goals, targets, or resolutions? And I could imagine some people that I know listen to the show getting pissed off about, well, of course you need goals. And then the other people saying, no, we don't need them. And I thought about all that. And I kept writing, what happens when we reach our goals? What happens when we fail? Are we thinking about this in the wrong way? Can I really know before I step into the unknown? Do goals promote a fixed or growth mindset? Is having an absence of goals the ultimate goal? And as you kind of get a sense into how my brain was approaching this episode, and if you've listened to Getting Work to Work before, you know exactly the type of show that would have made, and how I would structure an episode around these questions and share stories and insights. And as I was planning to do that, a funny thing happened in between interviews today and thinking about this episode. I kept thinking about Bigfoot. Yeah, Bigfoot. Sasquatch. And I kept thinking about something called the Bigfoot Barn, a location used by the Olympic Mountain Response Team to aid in finding missing people in the Olympic Peninsula of Washington State. It's a place and a team described in detail by author John Billman in his recent book, The Cold Vanish, Seeking the Missing in North America's Wildlands. This isn't really a book that I would read, and it was a recommendation from a friend of mine, and I saw that it was in the library, and yeah, I'll give it a shot. And as I read it, I was just captivated by what the author has done and how he has described this world of not only missing people who vanish in national parks, but the people who seek them and try to find them. And he tells the story of these places throughout the United States. And as I was thinking about this episode, I kept trying to imagine what the barn looked like, what the area looked like, what the people who are part of the team look like. There's a portion of the book where he does a really good job of explaining what they smell like, because there's a lot of dogs involved at times. And I imagine the land in which they search for missing people, and I wonder about the missing. What did they experience? And I try to place myself into the story, deep in my imagination. And as you can imagine, I stopped thinking about goals and resolutions, and instead started thinking about different sources of inspiration, and how they change the output, and even the motivation of my imagination. A story about missing people in national parks throughout the United States stokes not only my mental and emotional imagination, but I started trying to visualize what these places look like. And if I was filming a movie based upon this book, what would be the vision that I would bring to the story? What lenses would I use? What time of day would I film? When would I go there? And it was completely unexpected. I really wanted to pick up a camera and go for a drive instead of grabbing the mic and sharing my knowledge. And the question that I come to in this episode is, how much time do you spend thinking about the different types of mediums or stories and how they can affect your creativity and imagination? I know I didn't. I just assumed that I could use anything to create a podcast episode with, or that anything would inspire a story idea for a film. But spending this time reading The Cold Vanish by Billman, I'm encouraged to look for stories that not only reach the heart and my intellect, but search for stories that paint pictures of worlds both real and imagined in the deepest parts of my imagination. And what's interesting, I think that's what the quote about art thinking is all about. Maybe point B wasn't really about the episode of this show, but instead about conjuring a world several hours north of me that I've never been to, and find new connections and imagined realities, new way to use the visualizing power of my brain. And I think the result is an episode of a podcast that is drastically different than I expected it to be. I hope as we come to the end of this episode that you are inspired to find new sources of inspiration that fuel all aspects of your imagination, not just for the things that you need to do today, but for the things that you want to do in the future, and the different mediums that you want to explore, and the different places you want to travel to. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.